Joining the Colorado Wagner's Deprecon Farmcast Radio this time is Colorado FFA Foundation Executive Director Don Thorne. He'll be providing an update on all that is happening within the blue and gold in the state and also detail the upcoming fourth annual meet and greet November 12th and much more. Don, welcome back inside the barn. There's been a lot happening since we last spoke in February, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the school and business closures, the virtual Colorado FFA State Convention that took place in July, and so much more. Haven't spoke to you, though, since the reimagined 2020 Colorado State Fair, which was a lot different than ever before, and at least it wasn't completely canceled like so many other events have been in 2020. Your thoughts on all of that as we look at the date of October 13th of this interview?
Well, Brian, thank you. It's great to be back in the barn, and we're doing this video first time. Usually it's over the phone, so this is part of most people's lives these days is video chatting, and we're, you know, it's great. We've got the technology to do it. The world has changed for sure. We felt very fortunate that the end, that when the kind of pandemic blew up, it was right after our Ag Hall of Fame, and no one was sick, and everyone was healthy after that event. But the world has changed a bunch, and you know, my take, I guess, is people are resilient and people are working at it and people are dealing with it. Just like the, you know, the FFA convention wasn't as we normally had done it for 80 some years, but it got done, and it was a way to get the business of the organization done and give those state officers a chance to finish out their years in the best way possible. And the same with Colorado State Fair, you know, hats off to the Department of Ag and Colorado State Fair, people, Scott and Robin and everyone, they made it happen and they found a way. And so, you know, it was great to have this can-do attitude for agriculture, living within the limits that we've been imposed on, whether you know, and I don't want to get into any of that, but living within those limits and making something happen. And so I think that's exciting, and that part's, you know, that shows the resiliency of ag people and people in agriculture. And you know, I know most people want things to be normal and don't really want a new normal. That's where we're at. And so that's what the FFA Foundation has been doing too. And we've been trying to look at ways to, you know, make positive changes and harness where we're at and take what we're given and do something great with it. And so that's why the fourth annual meet and greet event is going to be very different than in the past. We were just hitting our stride with that event and, you know, 350, 400 attendees that were pretty excited about it. And now we're hoping to do the same. It's just going to be a whole lot different experience this year. But I think it has a chance to be a great one as well.
Yeah, as mentioned, those great mini ag events that have been either postponed, canceled, or moved to a virtual platform includes, as you just alluded to, the 2020 Colorado State Fair, the Junior Livestock Shows, and the championship drives, and also the sale, and also the Colorado FFA State Convention went virtual this year, which was a lot of fun. Had the State FFA Advisor Kent Noster here inside the barn that day, along with my son Tucker. You could check out all the video archives of both of those events online at livestream.com/barnmedia. Now let's get to that Colorado FFA Foundation's fundraising event, the fourth annual Meet and Greet, November 12th. I understand that 5280 Culinary's chef Jason Morse will be featured this year too. Tell me more about that. Give us all the details.
Sure, Brian. So for people that had never attended the meet and greet, it was, you know, we featured chefs and protein, four different proteins and four different chefs at the National Western Stock Show Complex in November, featured youth exhibitors that were going to show animals at the stock show in January. Well, this year we've changed it due to, you know, the challenges that we're facing. And so this is going to be a virtually awesome event is what we're saying is the way it's going to work is we are going to feature Chef Jason. He just had a great Facebook Live over the weekend practicing. We've partnered with Meyer Natural Foods on the beef portion. Cherry Creek Mortgage Company continues to be our headlining sponsor. So many people willing to help us, CSU Meat Slab. So the way it works is if you buy tickets, we're going to ship you the main course. You're going to get a cooler shipped to your door with some swag in it and with some other seasonings and goodies. But inside that is going to be your main course, a petite strip Chateaubriand, as Jason calls it. And then Jason's going to come on, and we're encouraging people to have, you know, dinner parties or couple, you know, each kit is for two people. And then Jason's going to come on, and not only are you going to get this great portion of meat that most people never would buy or go even be able to find in the grocery store, Jason's going to teach how to cook it. And so it's going to be kind of a cooking show rolled into our rolled into just a fun at home experience. You're going to get a little bit of wine with it, have a good time. And then we're going to, so you got the cooking portion, and then we're also going to have a photo contest when you get done. As I've learned from this younger generation, the phone always eats first. So you got to let your phone have a picture of the food first. And so we're going to feature a contest there for some great prizes, meat packs, again, from Meyer Natural Foods. And then we're going to feature some students, some FFA members that have entrepreneurship experiences, and they're going to give a Shark Tank style pitch as why they need a little extra support for their business and to get things going or expanded. And our audience, in the past, we used Kirk Campbell. He's going to help us again from Big Iron Auction. And we're going to do an auction on through Zoom and figure out how to run it on the chat. And you'll be able to invest in there and then also support FFA's general mission, and then do some add-ons too if you aren't the winning bidder. So we're just trying to do something fun, creative, different, but we're not going to sit back and do nothing. And so we just said, let's give it a try. And so we encourage people to jump on ColoradoFFAFoundation.org. There's a green tab at the top. It'll take you to the meet and greet page. And the first thing that pops up is how it works. And it'll explain it more succinctly than I have. But we're really looking forward to it. We've got great partners and we're willing to just try something. And we really look for this to be a pilot for maybe future events. I see future events being hybrid. You know, the last thing I'd say is the upside to this is the meet and greet used to only be for people that could make it to Denver on a Thursday night in November. And now you don't have to be anywhere close to Denver to participate. People coast to coast can participate. I have some of my foundation colleagues across the country are going to participate. So you can be anywhere and participate in this great event.
Is there a deadline to get registered? And then you really don't want to see a picture after I get done cooking something.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's going to be good. Well, you got to follow what Jason says. Don't do just what you would do. Follow what Jason says, because everything he does turns out great. And, yeah, we've got great support. We've always had great chefs helping us. And this year we only had room really for one. So Jason with 5280 Culinary, great friend of agriculture, great spokesperson for all of our proteins, and also a national, the Ace Hardware national spokesperson for barbecuing is helping us. So what a find there. But registration, yes, is due November 1st. You know, we used to be able to take people at the last minute, but this takes a lot more thinking, getting everything assembled, get it in the cooler, make sure it gets to your door and it's still fresh. So there's a lot of levers being pulled here that normally I don't have to pull to put an event on. But November 1st is a hard deadline, because otherwise FedEx is not going to know to where to ship your meal.
Is the menu item going to be a specific, is it lamb or beef or what?
It's beef. They take the loin and instead of cutting it like New York strips, it's cut the other direction. It's okay. Called a petite strip roast. It's beef. And so we're just going to send the center of the plate. And then there's going to be a grocery list for some small items to get for your sides if you want to follow the full menu that Jason's put together. But eventually we want to figure this out and we want to be able to send the whole meal to you. We started with the money in the middle for sure. The big chunk of meat.
I just want to make sure, cause I thought I saw the promotional post on Facebook that actually Chef Morse had some lamb cooked there. So I just wanted to make sure we clarified that. Once again, my guest is Don Thorne, Conrad FFA Foundation Executive Director. I understand the class of 2021 nomination deadline has passed for the Farm Credit Colorado Ag Hall of Fame, which is held late February each year. Is that event still on, Don, and as an in-person event or maybe virtual this year?
You know, Brian, it's we've got a board meeting this week, and that's a big discussion item for us. Right now, I'm saying be flexible, But right now I'm saying, I'm guessing it's going to be a hybrid event. We'll probably have limited capacity and we'll probably reserve that capacity for our honorees and their families. And then all of our, you know, this thing's been going for over 30 years now. And I've put on the last 11 of them. And we've got such, you know, about 2/3 of our population that come to this are regulars every year. And so we're going to have something to do for them. And it very well could be another meal prepped up by Chef Jason or using the same model. So we're trying to figure out how to do this through meet and greet. And then if we have to use, borrow from what we learned for Hall of Fame. So I'm saying right now we're looking at it as a hybrid model, most likely. Same in order to accommodate same time of year and those things, give the best experience to the honorees and their families, and then do something for our crowd that's always been so loyal. We've got a great class to select from, and I think really close to around the 1st of November or so, we ought to be able to release the new class.
I can't wait to hear who the class of 2021 is and the details about registration and the cost for the 2021 Farm Credit Colorado Ag Hall of Fame in whatever format it takes, in person or virtually or a hybrid event. I realize that the Colorado FFA and the state officer team are heavily involved in two ag events that occur in January each year. Of course, the National Western Stock Show and the Colorado Farm Show, which have both unfortunately been canceled and postponed until 2022. However, in regards to the Farm Show, the 2021 scholarships will be still awarded in late January. I bring that up, Don, because the 2021 Colorado Farm Show scholarship applications are due by November 1st and can be completed digitally on the newly redesigned website at coloradofarmshow.com. Anything you wanted to mention about either of those two events, the National Western or the Colorado Farm Show?
Well, both entities, Farm Show and Stock Show, are, first of all, two of my favorite events of the year. It's just a great, I just love January. Great partners of the FFA Association, the FFA Foundation. It's disappointing for sure that those events are not going to happen. Tough decisions are made, and being in those boardrooms is not easy, I'm sure. And so, as far as Farm Show goes, that scholarship is an amazing opportunity for students. I think they're so nicely tailored to feature students interested in agriculture and going to Colorado schools. And we want to do whatever we can to promote that as well. It's always been a big part of it. We've got two teacher mentors out in the field, local teacher success, we call them. And they're part of their work sponsored by the Colorado Farm Show. And part of their work is to promote the scholarship program. And so we're just so fortunate to have great partners such as Farm Show and Stock Show to work with, and really felt some agony and pain that they had to make those hard decisions, and knew that they were made with a lot of information and not in haste, and our hats off to both of those organizations working through how to deal with these situations that they're dealing in and continue to accomplish their mission, because I know, again, they're not just going to sit idly by as best they can, given the parameters that they have to live within.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully be still awarding those scholarships, hopefully in person, but it could be a hybrid or virtual event when that time comes late January to announce the scholarship winners. But if we have any high school seniors or college graduates, because there are some scholarships there for the Colorado Farm Show Scholarship Program, your applications are due by November 1st, and you can complete it online now at CardiffFarmShow.com. Now back to the Stock Show. One of the programs the Cardiff FFA holds at the National Western each year is the FFA Heifer Wrangle Catch. What, if anything, will happen to that program in 2021, Don, since the National Western once again has been canceled and postponed until 2022?
Well, Brian, it's easy to, time flies by, and actually for the last couple of years, we have not done a catch at the National Western. 4-H still does, and it's a great program, and I encourage everybody that can support it to support it. But we haven't done the actual catch at the Stock Show for a few years. We've gone to an application process, but what you're probably thinking about and that we've done for years is we've delivered and given out all of our Heifer Wrangle grants, our SAE grants, grants from partners like Colorado Corn And we've had a grant reception for the last few years there during the, and we're again going to have to look at a virtual model of some kind, and if we can have some fanfare to support the sponsors and a way to partner our sponsors and our students. And so, boy, just when you think you got some of these things figured out and they're running pretty smooth and the trains are on time, then it's easy to not be bored right now, because there's plenty to think about and plenty of ways to make what we used to do that was very relevant still in the models we have to live in right now. That'll change for us too. And we're fortunate it's not going to change alter the program much, just when we award the check.
I just want to check on that. I guess I'm busy in the Stock Show State Arena usually, so I don't get a chance to go over and catch any of the rodeo performances. So I didn't know you guys weren't doing the FFA Heifer Angle Catch there, but I did see the participants in this past year at the FFA Heifer Wrangler Show at the State Fair. So that's what made me think of that. If and when you guys get the information for your SAE grant awards, virtual or otherwise, I hope you let the barn know. We'll pass that information on. If there's folks out there that want to learn more about how they or their businesses want to contribute and become a sponsor of the Colorado FFA Foundation, what's the best way to do that, Don? How do they get a hold of you?
Best way is start at our website. There's a contact us page. It's a long email. It's easy to remember, dthorn@coloradoffafoundation.org. But all my contact information's on there. And then, we try to have as pretty relevant information on there as well. And so I'd say anybody thinking about the meet and greet, give it a shot. Give us a chance to send you a great meal. Come on with a great executive chef and Jason, have a good time. It'll be a couple hours on a Thursday evening. And you won't have to cook that night. And so, and it supports a great cause. And so, we appreciate all of your listeners being so supportive of the FFA Foundation through so many different programs that we offer and run. It's just great to be part of the agriculture community.
Did we miss anything or any final thoughts before I let you go, Don?
I just say, as always, Brian, thanks for the great work you do to promote agriculture, promote youth in agriculture, and all these different platforms and ways through farm show, stock show, state fair, FFA, 4-H, all those things. Appreciate what you're doing. And we're just looking forward to launching this meet and greet and figuring out a few things. And we're going to do everything we can not to stumble or stub our toe, but it might happen. But we've got great partners, great sponsors, going to let us do something pretty creative and fun. And that's what it's going to have to be about.
I always look forward to what you put together for whatever event it is or for the FFA Foundation. And I love covering the youth that are the future of agriculture here in the state of Colorado through the FFA and the 4-H programs. Those comments once again for Don Thorne, my guest. He's the Colorado FFA Foundation Executive Director. I really appreciate your time. As always, Don, look forward to our next visit right here inside the barn.
For sure. Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
There is a lot of growing at the Colorado FFA Foundation: career development events, FFA member and advisor assistance programs, leadership opportunities, scholarships, and much more. To learn how you can help grow leaders, build communities, and strengthen agriculture through donating your time, sharing financial gifts, or lending your expertise, simply visit ColoradoFFAFoundation.org.